All right, how we doing, everybody? My name's Howie. Sorry we're a little late to the studio. I got other stuff to do, believe it or not. We have a great show for you planned. We got a special in-house guest who's near and dear to my heart. Oh, I'm looking at him right now. Anyways, gonna play some music for you. We'll get you set. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You got the music on? I hope so. Sorry, we're working on the fly.
Thank you. spend my night to spare with you. So it seems I'm complete. Doubt that silent suffering, baby. Yeah, yeah. Thoughts been round, yeah, these thoughts been round my head. Yeah, yeah. Thinking about all the special things you said. When I sleep, hear what I see, can't shake it. Silent suffering, baby. And they say that I'll heal in time. Maybe so, maybe not. Take it slow and you'll soon be fine. Maybe so, maybe not. And they say that I'll heal in time. Maybe so, maybe not. Take it slow and you'll soon be fine. Maybe so, maybe not. Sunday afternoon, and I'm dreaming of you. Please don't go throw your love away. I'm missing you.
Push.
the way in Gainesville, Florida. We got a very special guest, expert on we got an expert on the Miami Heat over here. We got Jake Quanstrom. Jake, say what's up to the people.
This is Jake Quanstrom, official expert of the Miami Heat.
Official expert. And then in the booth, we also got Jared. Jared, say what's up.
What up, what up, what up? Long time listener, first time guest. Glad to be here.
Boom, boom. We got the big three. As you all know, me and Jake still got a... We got nice heads on our shoulders. We're Heat fans. Jared, though, a Celtics guy. But we got... We got opening night to talk about. Well, first of all, let's start in chronological order. The Celtics game, because I would feel bad inviting Jared on the show and not talking about the Celtics. So, Jared, you have 10 seconds to go off about how they both scored 35 points.
Yeah, as you said, both scored 35 points. Celtics looking real good. Best duo in the NBA. Back to, get some revenge on what happened at the end of last season. I've been hearing a lot of slander about the man Jason Tatum himself, but I think it's solidly clear that he will be the MVP
season. Don't worry, the slander's coming after we finish with the Heat. Don't you worry, Jared.
Yeah, who beat the Heat in the playoffs last season? I'm having a hard time remembering.
Whose foot was not on the line and called out?
Yeah, he traveled on that play. He traveled on that play, so that's no point in arguing that.
Okay, but if Jimmy made that three...
Yeah, but he didn't, though.
If he made that.
I forgot about that.
If he made that, though.
That would have been...
He chose not to make that.
For sure. All right, let's get to it. I got the stats in front of us, as you guys all know. You know, the Heat, Bulls. It was a tough night.
I'm gonna tell you three words for the reason for the Heat's loss. T.J. Tucker. In the offseason, I feel like the Heat, they really did not do enough to replace that big defensive hole. We weren't getting enough rebounds this game. Bam, not a big man.
I'm just going to put this out here. Bam, 5 for 15 shooting.
Oh, my God. And he needs to work. He's not efficient. Bam is really slowing down, and it's kind of disappointing. He had so much potential off the draft. I was very excited to see where his career went, but he's slowly showing himself not to be a big man. He's a glorified power forward, if anything, with butter hands. And it's frankly depressing because he has this aura of being a big man, and it kind of affected our offseason. We didn't make enough trades to plug the hole that PJ used to fill.
Yeah.
Well, I got two things to say right there. I would say, one, from the moment that Bam Adebayo blocked Jason Tatum at the rim, their careers have gone in two different trajectories.
Oh,
Jason Tatum is on the way up, and Bam Adebayo is clearly on the way down. And second, the Celtics played the 76ers on opening night, and P.J. Tucker was a liability the entire game. Tatum attacked him time and time again. I don't think he's the solution to your problems. He'd have a lot more to deal with. Maybe Mr. 4 points Kyle Lowry can't hold Marcus Smart's jockstrap.
Two points. Get it right.
Hey, Marcus Smart fucking... Apologies, but Marcus Smart wiped the freaking floor several times that night, so I don't want to hear Jack Diddley squawk about him being a good defensive player. I frankly don't know you that well, but I do know is you don't know what the H you're talking about.
All right. We'll simmer down. Apologies for those listening at home. What I will say, though... When I regain my train of thought, what I will say...
I'm sorry. I got heart. Okay?
That's true.
The Heat are sorely lacking this season.
Well, okay, here's what I will say, though. Jimmy and Tyler sitting out until 6 minutes left in the fourth. Did you watch the game, Jared?
Part of it.
So they sat Jimmy and Tyler from maybe like 2 minutes left in the third all the way until halfway through the fourth when we were down by 10. I think we got down by 5. But Jimmy, he was just in the corner the entire time. Every time we went on offense, he was doing nothing. I needed him to score 3 more points. I lost a lot of money because of him. Okay?
Okay. See, that's why I don't like sports betting, because it changes your attitude towards the game. All right? You shouldn't be focusing on who scores what. You just should be focusing on the team playing well and doing what they need to do to win. All right.
That's true. That's true. What if I just only bet on like money line though?
That's fine. I like that.
All right, fair. And then what else do we got to talk about from this game? Well, Tyler Hero. I mean, say what you want about Boy Wonder,
Yeah, no one has ever called him that before.
Clearly... Okay, go on.
I was going to say, list of accomplishments. Number one, earning the title Boy Wonder. Number two, fixing Jack Harlow's jumper. Number three, starting the game off with
Sixth man of the year.
Sixth man of the year. Starter now. People say it's a long time.
How many times has Jason Tatum won Sixth Man of the Year?
Yeah, how many times has Tyler Hero won the skills competition? Zero.
Bam did, though. Bam did once. Oh, my God, I forgot. Bam out of
Can we fact check that?
Yeah.
You know, he did, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and
he actually did.
Did he win it with a shot from half court? Didn't think so.
He won the award, so I don't really know why that makes a difference.
Yeah, we're not... You know, us Heat fans, we don't like asterisks. We're just, did you win? Did you get the ring? That's just our culture. That's just what we do. And we could ask that question about the Celtics last year. Did the Celtics get the ring last year?
Did the Celtics beat the Heat in the playoffs?
Listen, we both didn't win. We're a championship-oriented team, not an Eastern Conference Finals winner-oriented team.
But we're on the way up, and you're on the way down. Kyle Lowry's about a cheeseburger away from being obese. Okay, guys, let's not act like this guy is a legitimate starting point guard in the modern day NBA.
Good thing we have like 6 point guards that we all play at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Those Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Tyler Hero lineups are really, really different.
You're afraid about Gabe Vincent?
Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent. He's a game changer.
He's a game.
You know, Pat Riley knows how to draft some sleepers, all right? Meanwhile, Celtics need to, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to say.
Just compose. Just you kept Celtics. It composed. That's all we care about.
I'm just going to keep it composed. Okay.
Last thing I will say about this, and then we're going to move on. Bam's the only player that can guard 1 through 5.
Marcus Smart.
Nope. Put Marcus Smart on Vucevic.
He's terrible, so who cares?
Well, Marcus Smart, he would look like a god versus
Marcus Smart. Probably, yeah. Marcus Smart should care.
Also, who had the most charges drawn last year in the entire league? Kyle Lowry. Clearly doesn't... He just has the heart.
Most cheeseburgers consumed at halftime, Kyle Lowry.
That's just not... Hey. Can you just be nicer to him, man? I'm not saying that about... What's his name? Actually, Grant Williams. Grant Williams loves...
Grant Williams looks like he has brain trauma. He looks
Grant
like
Williams hit 7 three-pointers in Game 7.
All right, listen. Us Miami sports fans,
that's
brain
the only
trauma.
He freaking won because he had one good game. Congrats on the luck. See you next year.
All right, we're going to cut it there. Jake, thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure to hear from you. And anything you want to leave the people with?
People are going to pull out stats and different weird metrics to prove their point. But realistically, as a Heat fan with the culture, you know that there's only one stat, and it's heart. All right? Whichever team wants it more, that's the team that's going to win. I don't want to hear Jack Diddley squaw about, he is 30% shooting from 25 feet. None of that bull hickey, all right?
Exactly.
There's one stat, and it's called heart.
Exactly.
And they didn't have enough of it on opening night. That is for sure.
All right. Jake, love you, bro. Enjoy yourself. Right. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Good luck to the listeners listening to this joke.
Thank
you. On the other end.
Goodbye. All right. Guys, we got one last thing to finish up. A little quick addendum. You know, all this talk about basketball. Everyone forgot it's the U.S. Chess Championships. Fabiana Caruana just caught the dub. Ray Robson, almost so close. Fabi ended with 8.5 out of 14. Ray with 8. And then the man everyone's talking about, Hans Niemann. You've been following
this?
I'm
a big Hans Niemann fan. He's innocent.
He whatchamacallit, he just sued Magnus Carlsen for $100 million.
And he's right to do so.
Did you read the lawsuit?
Magnus Carlsen has slandered his name with no evidence to prove any of his allegations. I think he's a little bit of a sore loser. And I think that will all become clear as these court proceedings play out.
All right, all right. I like it, I like it. All right, we're going to get back to the music. Then we'll come on a little later, discuss some things. But thanks for listening. Misinformation, 91.5 WMFO. Remember, the phone number, 855-915-WMFO, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you soon, everybody. Enjoy yourselves.
So I'm watching every angle. Under the moonlight with the devil I tangle. Church on the move like Jesus in the manger. Better control the money, it's better control the bank. So now I watch a friend the way that I watch a stranger.
Do it again, I never do it again.
Something to change my feeling. Thinking about how I came up from nothing while I'm splitting this cigarello. Phone rings, I get a call. One of my dogs tripping hard. Talk about really killing them all. I say, slow down, slow down. What the fuck you mean? Niggas just ran in your crib and popped your daughter in the spleen. I'll be there in 20 minutes. But it only took 15, we wasn't that tight. But cool enough for me to hit the scene, not knowing this was all a setup. Secretly, they want me wet up. Jealous of my future cheddar. However, they fastest move is too slow for me. I pulled up, wasn't no ambulance, it wasn't no police. Something fishy going on, naive, kept pressing on. Nine grip, thinking the killer could still be on the lawn. Open the front door, they shot, I shot, saw him drop shit. The nigga with something to lose, just almost lost it. Won't trust him again.
Do it again, I never do it again. Cause this is the end, this is the end. This is the end, I never do it again. Do it again, I never do it again. Cause this is the end, this is the end. This is the end, I never do it again.
Came through at 3, saluted ease. Here, supply the weed, cause I've been at OD. It's me with a black rock star steez. Real rock tees, 300 a pop for these. Please, buy me, you don't know me. Money day and night got flipped, and I get blow for a grip. Sipping on the Heine with my Jamie Boo beside me. That's my fucking best friend. When I'm tweaking, she be calming a brother. Like the touch from my mother, I'm so damn comfortable, I never want to leave it. The feeling is something like a spiritual healer that could end me. I think that's the part I find intriguing. A little bit off, I am, I am, I am. I see that I'm caught, I am, I am, I am. It's something like a spiritual healer that can end me. I think that's the part I find intriguing. I'm fiending, fiending, fiending.
I never do it again.
Thank you. Yeah. 120.
120.
What's the why?
120.
Let's get in.
And here's an ode to the worst of my days. I've been working away, but the sky's been looking so gray. Sometimes I really need to get away. I just need to get away. I just need to get away. Sometimes I really need to fly away. I could never forget them gloomy days. Although I regret where my time was placed. If I could go back, some things would be changed. And I would know that for a fact it was fame that drew me to this unfamiliar side of my brain. That withdrew me from familiar and the closest remains. Although I'm gaining ends now, I'm losing friends. They say that time is money and my time is well spent. Good for hit me out to chill, but dude, that shit makes sense. And I don't expect for you to know if you ain't paying your rent. I gotta make this album and hold it down for my camp. Surround this out like bonfire. When I let a verse down, that's bonfire. I was bonfire, And here's an ode to the worst of my days. I've been working away, but the sky's been looking so gray. Sometimes I really need to get away. I just need to get away. I just need to get away. Sometimes I really need to fly away. Went outside this morning. Seen the sky was falling, yeah. Old man no longer snoring, nah. The rain just won't stop pouring, nah. What's heaven's capital like? Maybe I could crash at night. Cause I'm trapped inside this hell. Oh, God, please answer your cell phone. I'm coming home tonight, can't touch no microphone tonight. Outside my comfort zone tonight, my brain's blown out my dome tonight. Tonight's the night, don't you try put up a fight. Don't you try looking for light, cause I'm about to take that flight, And here's an ode to the worst of my day. I've been working away, but the sky's been looking so gray. Really need to get away, yeah. I just need to get away, yeah. I just need to get away, yeah. Sometimes I really need to fly away.
Indigo father, mythical father, and travel across the water and pocket $1 million. I am the spirit, I am the guavi, sipping out of your coconut beverage in the Bahamas. Part of me mother, part of me father, I'm glad that you spilled a part of us, part of my fire starter. Along with niggas, bitches, and ballers, and people that look down on me like the soul taller. I go harder, I go smarter.
It's that time again. We got the PSA, FCC requirement. We're being good law-abiding citizens. And we got a great one for you today. All right? I know this is an issue near and dear to a lot of people, especially with the financial turmoil going on right now, the Bidenflation. Credit scores. There's no magic to improving your credit. But there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. This is 91.5 WMFO. 855-915-WMFO is the studio line. I'm going to get you back to some music, and then we're going to come back again. But remember, credit score, something that we could tackle together.
And I'll never let my son have an ego. You'll be nice to everyone wherever we go. I mean, I might even make him be Republican. To everybody know he love white people. And I'll never let him leave his college girlfriend and get caught up with the groupies in the whirlwind. And I'll never let him ever hit the telethon. I mean, even the people dying in the world ends. See, I just want him to have an easy life. Not like easy life.
want them to be someone people like. Don't want them to be hated all the time, just don't be like your daddy that it never was. And I never let them ever hit a strip club. I learned the hard way, they ain't the place to get love. And I never let his mom move to LA, knowing she couldn't take the pressure, now we all pray.
I already ruined you, cause you ain't even alive. Paparazzi pursuing you. Sins of a father make your life 10 times harder. I just wanna take you to a barber. Bonding on charters, all the shit that I never did. Teach you good values so you cherish it. Took me 26 years to find my path. My only job is cut the time in half. So at 13, we'll have our first drink together. Black bar mitzvahs, mogul talk, mogul talk. Look a man dead in his eyes, so he know you talk truth when you speak it. Keep your word, keep it. And if the day comes, only see him on the weekend. I just pray we was in love on the night that we can see. Promise to never leave him, even if his mama tweaking. Cause my dad left me, and I promise never repeat him. Never repeat him, never repeat him.
All right, everybody, it's back. We're back. We're here with Jared in the studio, in case you forget. Resident Celtics expert, as you guys heard from before. Jared, say what's up to the people.
I'm here, I'm back, and I'm ready for a great conversation.
Yeah, so we got Jared. Oh, wait, I have the wrong mic on. Sorry. Jared, repeat that.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm back, and I'm ready for a great conversation. Exactly. That sounds a lot better.
Yeah. All right. Jared, why don't you give like a, two sentence introduction to yourself?
My name is Jared Cohen. I'm a longtime listener of Misinformation on WMFO Medford. I'm a big fan of the Boston Celtics, the Boston Red Sox, and New England Patriots, and the greatest sports city in the world. And I'm a student here at Tufts University.
All right. Very nice. Give a round of applause wherever you guys are sitting. Jared, let's start it off. What'd you do this summer?
This summer I worked as a summer camp counselor at a Jewish sleepaway camp in Thurmont, Maryland.
Very nice. Very nice. Ever does the name Ed Cohen sound familiar?
Other than sharing a last name with me, it doesn't ring any bells.
Interesting. What about Marty?
Marty Rocklin?
Marty Rocklin.
Yes, that's the director of Camp Airy.
Interesting. All right, so you worked at summer camp this summer. What do you think, thinking back, you have summer camp in your mind, when somebody just says the word, close your eyes for this one. Someone says the word smile, or you just think about a smile, what comes to your mind?
every day at Camp Airy.
What about every day?
It makes me happy.
What makes it? What was the? I don't know. What was your routine every day?
You know, I'm a counselor, so every day I wake up. You know, gotta get the kids awake, play some music, get them out of bed.
Good Morning by Kanye, the first song every day.
No, not for me. When I was a younger kid, actually, when I was in Unit C, I was probably 10 years old. That was the wake up song for me, and you know that really is what started my
me too
my love affair with Kanye West. That might be coming to an end someday soon, but no, our wake up song this year was PSA by Jay-Z.
Pia, how does that go?
My name is Hove, H to the OV. Yeah.
Is it groovy?
It's groovy, and the kids liked it a lot.
What was the weirdest thing that you heard a kid say? Or just like, I don't know, kids these days, I know being in college, so 18 through 22 years old, there's a lot of weirdos, okay? I want to know, what are the weirdo 13, 12, 11-year-old boys saying?
Yeah, there's some stuff I can't repeat, but off the top of my head, I would say some of the campers were referring to going using the bathroom at the same time as running duos, as in the Fortnite term.
They like video games a lot.
Yeah, clearly.
Fortnite. What else do the like? What else do they like to talk about?
Play a lot of Catan. A lot of Catan.
Hmm. How old were your campers?
They were going into eighth grade.
Okay. What do you like in general learn about 13-year-old, 12-year-old?
Yeah.
What did you learn about just kids in general this summer? Or was summer number two working?
Yeah, summer
plus
number
three
two
being
staff.
A CIT.
Yeah, I didn't get to have a CIT summer though. COVID. Yeah.
Plandemic classic. Could go on and on about things that took away from us. But what did you learn about kids in general over the last 2 years?
I think I've learned that, you know, if you make yourself seem reasonable, and you put yourself on the same level as camper, then they're going to listen to you. They just want to be treated like human beings.
Mm. So what would you do to like get on their same level?
You just got to be relatable. I know a lot about a lot of things, and I can find a common interest with pretty much anybody.
Like, what were the most common interests?
I mean, sports is an easy one. Easy to talk to anyone about sports, but, you know, there are certain kids who they love Star Trek, and I used to watch Star Trek, so I can talk about Star Trek, but if someone is complete opposite spectrum and they like Game of Thrones, you know, I love Game of Thrones, so I can go on about a lot of stuff, and that's really how you connect, and then you can just go from there.
Mm. Do you see these kids grow at all, noticeably, or like not so much? Or I guess because it is your second year, like were you with the same kids?
I actually was, yeah.
So how have they changed?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like night and day, just personal growth, you know, more mature, not acting so much as a child. And I think an interesting thing was not this year, but the year before, coming out of COVID, it was unlike any other year. I'd been at this camp for 13 years, and I had never seen people act like the way they did, a year inside, a year without connections like that, showing up to a sleepaway camp. It was just completely unlike anything else I had experienced in my 12
last year
years at camp. Not this summer, but the summer before that.
Weird stuff again?
Just not weird stuff, just clear like inability or lack of experience. You're just dealing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the first night I remember I walking down, you know, the row where everyone is, and I just saw on every single porch, you know, crying campers.
Yeah. Man. You cried. I'm trying to think. When did I? Because I definitely did cry as a camper. We went to a different summer camp. By the way, if you just joined us, we're here with Jared in the studio. Jared's recounting his camp counselor summer this summer, where he's been at for the last 2 years. I'm trying to think, though. I remember when my like best friend got kicked out. Cried then.
How old were you then?
15. So, it was our last summer. And this kid was doing some stuff I'm not going to repeat on the radio. But, yeah, that was sad. That just seemed like an end. I don't know. Time there feels valuable. So either you're crying on the first... Oh, my God. So many times would I get scared, like, on the first night. Like, damn, I got to do this for, like, 2 months.
Well, we always say that the days feel like weeks, but the weeks feel like days.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Man, time goes by. It went by fast.
It goes by fast and slow. Every day is like, oh, my God, this is... 48 hours in a day, but then you blink and you're 3 weeks in, and it's like, oh my God, we only have 4 weeks left. And it's trippy, really. It's unlike anything else.
How's time, like, is it weird to think that you as a camp counselor is in the same life as you as a college student?
Yeah, it is very weird. It for my entire life, really, it feels like two separate worlds. It's hard for people to understand.
Time moves differently. Just, man, can't even imagine that. Well, do you feel, so this is an interesting question I was thinking about. So do you feel, because you're older, you see how these kids are changing. You ever think about what they're going to be like when they're your age, our age, stuff like that? Or, I don't know, see anything in common between your friends, your contemporaries, and then these young kids, and like, oh my God, someone could turn into that kind of person, that kind of stuff?
Oh, 100%. 100%. A lot of what at least my camp is predicated on is like legacy. And you know, it's such a fascinating organization because we create our own staff, right? You know, the campers go through camp and then we hire them, and then on and on and on forever. So there's kind of a built-in reason to think about that. You know, are these kids going to be good counselors like we are now? Which is really, it's a fascinating ecosystem. I really think someone could do a study on this type of stuff. But no, 100%, you look at these campers and you're like, well, they're just like me when I was their age. They have these little groups and little group leader, and that was me. Or
you were the group leader?
No, I was not the group leader. But
why? Well, so if you weren't the ringleader, were you a little jester?
I wasn't the jester. I was more like the wry sidekick.
The wry?
Like, you know, I wasn't fooling for anybody's attention. I was just being myself.
There for the ride?
Yeah,
wait,
exactly.
You said rye?
No, that's a word, I think.
Rye as in like the bread that a Reuben comes on?
No, rye as in W-R-Y.
Oh, well, let's get that Google definition. Jamie, pull that up.
Using or expressing dry, especially mocking humor.
Okay, so you're a bit of a wise guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Very nice. So, you're going back next year?
I'll be there.
I'm assuming you enjoyed it then. What did you learn at camp during a time that you've already decided you want to go back, so you like it? What did you learn about what you like, what sustains you, gives you joy, meaning, yada, yada? I don't know.
I just think the environment sustains me. I wouldn't be there for year number 13 now if it wasn't, in my mind, a special place. And to me, it is. It's the most special place in my life. So, you know, that is what it is to me, and it'll stay that way forever, and it's kind of the way it's structured to make you feel that way, so you never let go.
What? How is it structured like that?
There are just incentives to keep coming back, and some of them are lesser than others, and some of them are more important. Even when you become a staff member, there are incentives to keep coming back then, and once you are no longer on staff, there are incentives to keep visiting and taking, you know, part in the alumni organizations.
Like what?
If you are on staff for 3 summers, you become a member of the Order of the Leaf, and they have a reunion every year that is very popular among former staff members.
Hmm. Moolah? You get paid a lot more? Let me guess. We don't got a number drop, pack drop on live radio. I'm guessing first year staff, inflation, we'll call it $1,600. Over or under?
Under.
Like you made more as a first year?
No, I made less than that.
So I'm going to say second year.
But we get tips. So that's our salary. I made more than that total. But less in base salary.
What percentage of your base was tips? Like how tips made compared
tips,
to your...
Tips made less than 50%. Probably like 35%.
And who, like... Did you pander to the kids who you thought parents would tip?
No, because there's just no way for that to happen. They show up on the last day and they tip. There's no really,
letters getting sent home.
Sure, but there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah. And then, so let's see, second year, probably like, probably just $400 more every time, every summer you'll come back.
Less than that.
Less. Man, it's a hard knock life for...
We don't do it for the money.
No.
Don't do it for the money, for sure.
Definitely. That's what my counselors always told me at camp when I was mad younger. And that, like, didn't really make sense to me. But now, like, I wish I would have gone back. I have other stuff to do.
We'd love to have you.
Well, I get... that's like the... biggest treason ever if I worked at a different summer camp.
We accept anybody. We have every year we have non-homegrowns on staff, and I get a $100 bonus if I refer a friend, and I'll split it with you.
For $50? 2 months for $50?
I would love to spend the summer with you, Howie.
That would be a good time. But unfortunately, I think the sales life is calling again. Got to sling some more bug juice. Next thing, what you feel like you surmounted any challenges?
I wouldn't say any challenges in particular.
Or how did you change?
I maybe grew as a leader a little bit. I had to deal with more responsibility last summer and hopefully even more this upcoming summer. And that is, you know, a great challenge. And it really is the first time in my life I've actually had to not tell people what to do, but be responsible for other people.
Be that guy.
Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge that I embraced, and I hope to embrace this summer as well.
You feel like, because I feel like I learned more about being that guy this summer also, but it's tough to bring that back to real life, school, that kind of thing, because you got to find where in what part of your life you can, like, have that much control over, and distractions and time and all that stuff, and then previous notions of what school is like. This reminds me, though, we got the quote of the day. Sorry, actually, I don't think any, maybe some people are listening who were on, Jared was on the quote of the day list that has been since.
Bring it back.
Rumors it's coming back. But here's a quote of the day from Nietzsche. I got a Nietzsche class right now, so I was just in the vibe. Quote, "When we are tired, we are attacked by ideas we conquered long ago." You feel like, I know this is the case for me, but being at school, I feel like I have to deal with challenges I felt like I already like dealt with, already wiped my hands with, put them in the grave, mainly from this summer. More lifestyle stuff, confidence, optimism too. I'm a little less optimistic. The day brings by less, or seemingly brings by less opportunity. And it's because I'm tired. I'm not like looking out for ways to feel good, confident as much, because it's harder at school, no?
Time is a flat circle.
What do you mean?
Things seem to repeat themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, school really makes you ask, why are you doing this? Or, what? Yeah, no problem. School just makes you ask a lot of questions of what's important and what's not. But it always seems to never change. Yeah. How's the semester been so far?
It's been pretty good. Busy week coming up.
Midterms?
A lot of midterms.
What are you majoring in?
Political science.
Damn.
Mr. Philosophy over here. The next great thinker in American philosophy.
Yeah, starting with misinformation, you know. I feel like I had one more thing to say. I don't know, anything to add about that quote?
No, but I have an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in
tonight
at 2 a.m. The first episode of First Class with Jared and Peter.
Wait. Before you say that.
You got a song to play?
Yeah, you got to just wait 1 second. Hold on, everybody. Let's just hold on for 1 second. Hold on. What you got to say, Jared?
Tonight at 2 a.m., the first episode ever, First Class with Jared and Peter.
Let's go.
On WMFO Medford. Tune in for lively debate, some music, the best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and maybe some from today.
Yeah, football. Wait, no, not football. First Class. Let's go. All right, we got some more music for you. Jared, thank you for the words. It's been a nice conversation. What do you have to say?
It's been great being here. Long time dream of mine to come on Misinformation with Howie Charlotte. It's been a pleasure.
Most of my guests say that, so didn't expect anything else. All right, everybody, keep with it. I'm going to say a little goodbye in a little bit. Keep enjoying yourselves, though. Keep it chill. Keep it natural. And keep it misinformed.
A lot of cutty tonight.
with the true thing. I do think when you think too much, you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed on my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful. Never steered me wrong, the universe never lied. Take me bound to the calm me down, the fantasy and this remedy, free from where you don't belong. In the concept of time, new levels. Come on, moments don't pass me up, no, no, cause I seize them in stride. Till the winner never gave me in, and met one internally, have faith in the choices you made. It's all by design. Go with it. Come on, don't fuck up the feng shui. So twisted in emotional notions. Oh yeah. I savor your love. Don't fuck up the feng shui.
I see everything with new beams. I do dream. My eyes are glowing. Mood rings. You're boring. Stop dueling with the true thing. I do think when you think too much, you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue. Look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed on my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful.
Feeling being tested every minute. Feel like yesterday I was blind to being lost. Seems I stumbled on a path, no coincidence. Truly in my essence, I've arrived.
Who am I? Who am I? Don't remind me. Too alive, too alive. Dueling with the true thing, I do think when you think too much, you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed on my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful.
Tap into the frequency line.
Save a kid that needs some help, and I can't begin to think of anything that could help. But the weed is guaranteed, indeed, just what I need. How I feel upon a time so recent, a time made me sad when I recollect how I used to be like David and Goliath, kinda like me and the devil, trying to rip out my soul, trying to catch a nigga on sleep. No, no, you can try again and I'll be ready. Won't let you get me in my dream like Freddy Krueger. No, I'm not no loser. I'll see you. Kid that needs some help, and I can't see ahead of me, so I'm moving stuff. Hide and seek within a dream, I seem to glide above my horror. Though I feel I'll never be complete inside the dark I borrow. To proceed and remain intact, my mental was so unstable. When they talk and judge a man, they have no clue what I'm capable. Till I show inside of me, no one that thought could be within. I told ya, no, I'm not a loser, I see you.
Everybody, it's been a pleasure. 91.5 WMFO. I've been Howie. This is Misinformation. Stay Misinformed. We'll be on, not next week, every other Thursday night. And yeah, enjoy yourselves, guys. Stay chilling. God bless you all, and good luck, too, because this world is... God bless the United States of America. Let's get it, brother.
Achieve the bigger thing, no class, no check, could be more blessed. And if you had ever seen the things I've seen up in my slumber, you'd be shook, stay awake, no need to run, your fate would follow. You should know, not for the faint at heart, this world understands no cower. It's a goal, a simple code, I stay on the grind to the 25th hour. And I know the fight me is somewhere riding deep within. I told you, no, I'll never let you drag me down the hill. No, 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 no.